meeting is an expert review conference on an internal debriefing exercise that the ECOWAS institution has carried out on its intervention in Mali. So the meeting is about presenting our report, you know, to a wide-ranging, team of experts from our partners, in particular the African Union, the United Nations, the European Union, and of course, experts from the member states, and then the former commanders of AFISMA, and then other ECOMOG interventions in the region will also be present. We have academic and research institutions that will also be there, and civil society activists, representatives, and also representatives of the Malian state, you know, to come and review what ECOWAS sees as the outcome of its role in trying to help Mali overcome its multidimensional crisis. And most importantly, what lessons can be learned from that exercise in order to improve the ECOWAS peace and security architecture.
The issue of a standby force of ECOWAS to quickly be deployed, how is this going to be played at this meeting?
Yes. A key lesson learned from what happened in Mali was that the ECOWAS standby force, and for that matter, the entire African standby force arrangement, that is, the continental body, which is based on the brigades of the five regional economic communities and regional mechanisms, are not ready yet to speedily respond to complex emergencies on the continent. And that was very clearly one of the conclusions from our intervention in Mali. As you know, the African standby forces are supposed to be fully operational by December 2015, but it does not seem like we'll be meeting that target. You know, so the purpose of this meeting now is just to see how we can scale up efforts towards operationalizing the ECOWAS standby force, in particular, its military, police, and civilian components, so that it will be ready. Another key, lesson that we learned, you know, was that the region, and for that matter, the continent, lacked a strategic lift capacity. You know, that is when there is an emergency, it is impossible to deploy quickly because we do not have, the strategic lift capacity, no aircraft, to carry, troops into the theater. We don't have the appropriate logistics and then equipment, needed for very rapid deployment and to set up the sort of mission headquarters in theater. You know, these are all weaknesses, it is very important that we do that. And also, the standby forces, as they are currently conceptualized, do not actually constitute standby forces, but pledged forces, which may not be ready, in the member states at the time of an emergency crisis. So we are also thinking of the possibility of probably setting up a special two-battalion commando brigade that will be very well equipped and on standby and should be able to intervene in any theater of operation within 30 days of the eruption of any crisis in the region. These are all proposals we are putting forward, and the meeting is supposed to look at these proposals, try to refine them, and then, try to incorporate other useful elements, so that from this meeting, the results will be presented first to the Mediation and Security Council and then the ECOWAS Summit, so that, their implementation can, take place immediately after that.
The issue of funding of this specialized military force, or for that matter, the entire standby force of the ECOWAS, will that also be looked at? Because many times, very lofty ideas have been proposed, yet funding, falls short. Will this be addressed at this meeting?
It's definitely going to be addressed. And a lot of decisions and institutional, framework are already being conceptualized towards this end. You know, ECOWAS runs its peace fund, and then since the Mali crisis, ECOWAS is also setting up a special finance cell, within the Department of Political Affairs, Peace and Security. Their main objective is to mobilize resources. You know, in terms of ECOWAS operational funds, ECOWAS relies on internally mobilized resources to the tune of about 75% to 80% for its operations. As you know, we are looking at ways to increase this fund and get a special trust fund for such emergencies. Then, apart from that, definitely, we cannot go alone. So we need also to, consult our partners. We operate consultative work within what we call the P3 Plus. Major countries like the United States, the UK, France, and other Scandinavian countries, who meet regularly with ECOWAS in order to look at how to improve our financial and logistical space for future interventions. Among the ideas is to set up a virtual and a physical logistics facilities within the region. There are already plans to set up this logistics facility in Sierra Leone, which will have the basic equipment needed for rapid deployment, including equipment for formed police units, which is a major weakness in the region, and other startup enablers, that would allow any future, commando force to rapidly intervene in any situation of complex emergency.